Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. It's a wonderful way to start your day, end your day, and go throughout your day stress reduced or even stress free. In this week's podcast, I want to talk about a new book that hasn't even been published yet, but I really like the concept and what the book's about. The author of the book is by Sian, S-I-A-N, and then Belock, B-E-I-L-O-C-K. And the title of the book is Choked, What the Secrets of the Brain Reveal About Getting It Right When You Have To. Again, that's Choked, What the Secrets of the Brain Reveal About Getting It Right When You Have To. The author is a professor of psychology at the University of Chicago, and the book will be published by Simon & Schuster. And if you're interested, you should be able to order it soon. I like this book because it really parallels many of my own thoughts and writing that you can learn about in Success Beyond Your Imagination. Because in my ebook and in this author's book, we both talk about what happens when the brain gets in the way of performing your activity well. In his book, he's talking a lot about professional athletes, as I do in mine. And the emphasis is on when the mind gets in the way of performance, the person doesn't do as well. They get choked up because they're stressed, they're worried. Particularly if they're high achievers and want to do well, they have a higher propensity of choking up. I really, again, like the title of the book and what it's teaching, because it really aligns with what I found from my own professional experience of working with people for over 25 years. Belock, in his book, gives examples of golfers who, though professional, do much better in putting when they get their head out of the game and they just putt. His research team studied professional golfers and those who didn't analyze every step of their putting game and how they did much better than those who analyzed every step of their putting game. If you get your mind out of the game, you don't get choked up. And I really think this is true of life in general. When you analyze everything that you do, after you've been trained to do it well, you won't perform as well. And like this author, I really agree with the fact that getting yourself to quiet the mind, having more of a meditative life, and using meditation as a training tool for quieting the mind is a wonderful and effective way to improve whatever sport or activity you're involved with. The author also described how giving someone training in meditation and letting them meditate for only 10 minutes could improve their performance on test taking. So, meditation is a great way to reduce stress. And what stress does is, of course, we know it's very bad for our bodies, it's bad for our health, but it's also bad for our performance. So if you love sports, if you're a professional athlete, or an amateur who just loves to get out there and play their sport, learning your skill, learning it well, and then getting your head out of the game is a great way to improve your performance. Analyzing, worrying, stressing over how well you're going to do really affects the performance of anyone in whatever they do, whether at work, speaking, or sports. This book and I both agree that success in life doesn't come from always having to win. It comes from enjoying the journey, enjoying yourself along the way, and then what you'll find is you will succeed more often because you're focused on having a good time, doing well, and not about winning or losing. I often give the example myself of basketball and the three-point shots, where the professional athlete keeps making one after another of those three-pointers. And what we found is when we interview them and ask them, what were you thinking when you were in the zone? They'll report that they weren't thinking about winning, they weren't thinking about losing, they were just playing basketball, which of course they were very well trained at, and they just played it well. Getting your mind out of the game and letting yourself perform at peak performance requires you to lose the stress, lose the anxiety, be focused with your sport, in many ways be one with your sport, so there almost isn't a distinction between you and whatever sport you're playing. And I think that's where meditation plays such a key role, because though it's great at reducing stress, it's equally great at learning how to quiet your mind and have your mind be focused on just one thing. Like when you're meditating, it may be your prayer word or your mantra or your breath. But when you're doing your activity, perhaps you're selling something and you want to be able to perform well. Perhaps you're playing tennis and you want to hit the ball back really well. Having the stress gone and just being able to focus on what you're doing and not worrying about the outcome, but enjoying yourself, will make it all go so much better. And meditation gives you practice twice a day, if you take my encouragements, to learn how to quiet your mind and be present with what is without the egoic or mental commentary. And if you want to deepen your practice and have more experience of meditating with Elizabeth and I, please join us for one of our retreats. We try to give them pretty often. Sometimes they're a day, sometimes they're a weekend, and sometimes they're just an hour. But join us. You can learn more about them at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's www.holisticretreats.tv. Again, continue to meditate. Check out this book when it comes out. I don't know the author at all, but it looks like it's a good one. I just got a review of the book. If you get to meet Dr. Belock, please apologize for me in advance, because I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And also continue your meditation. And I look forward to being with you next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.